Hello, listeners. Near the end of this episode, Andrew's computer decided it was time to quit and totally turned off. So if this one ends abrupt, that's why. Back on May 3rd with Andrew and Sam.
So the summer is either going to be boring or we're not going to notice a thing at all.
I honestly don't know. I'm kind of scared myself.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out because the Writers Guild of America is on strike.
Yep.
Yeah. So writers are not writing because technically they shouldn't be, or they're scabs. Basically, so getting into it, writers are fighting for better residual pay, a type of royalty for reruns and other showings, which they have said is a critical source of income for the middle-class writer that has been upended by streaming. They're also fighting what they describe as abuses of so-called mini rooms, like AI taking their jobs.
So just real quick, just to explain some stuff. Writers back in the day when they used to do television shows, they used to be 20 episode seasons and you'd be able to like write on that stuff. You'd be in giant writer rooms. It would take about a year to write all that stuff and they would get paid. And then they would get residuals from the stuff that you're getting, that's getting aired. Every time a commercial gets played on a show that you're playing in a rerun, you get a cut from that. That was fair. Now, with the rise of streaming and how everything's streaming and stuff, you're getting shorter episode seasons, so like 8-episode seasons. They're doing mini writer rooms, which is basically they're trying to get them to write a lot more content in a shorter period of time. And they're not being paid the same way that they were getting in regards because there's no ads like right on the screen. So,
yeah. So it's not a great situation for writers. I mean, it's not a great situation for actors because residuals for them has gone down as well too. But mostly the writers, because if they're on strike now because they can't make ends meet, there's no TV being produced.
Nope.
Or so we think.
So,
but we'll get to that.
At midnight last night, there's no writing. It has to be stopped. There's no rewriting. There's no fix-ups. So anything that's done and they're just like, maybe we should change this scene, it can't be looked at. Anything that was in the process of being written, it has to stop. Any meetings to talk about the script has to stop. Everything is done. This is a stop.
Yeah. This is the pencils down test over moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whew. So you put pretty nicely in the notes what gets affected by the writer's strike.
So and first and foremost, like late night television shows are done. So any like Stephen Colbert's, the last week with John Oliver, all that stuff, that they're as of tonight, at Saturday Night Live too, as of tonight, it's done. You will not see new episodes of that because they can't write for that.
But you'd think they would just improv it. Just go out there, have a conversation, do some improv.
I think they probably, there's probably something in there that said they can't do that either. Like, I mean.
Yeah, I'm assuming there probably is, or it's either these guys aren't as funny as they sound without writers, or.
Let's not have that conversation now.
Or, you know, even writing your jokes on notes to say, because you know who you're going to talk to tonight, maybe not allowed. I don't know.
All right.
So that's fun. As you said, you know, if you've got the incident, maybe watch Graham Norton. He's pretty funny, and he's in Britain, not affected by this.
Yeah. And then next is broadcast television, like network TV stuff. So anything that's on the regular channels and has a story that's written, like Abbott Elementary, any of the Chicago like stuff.
NCIS.
Yeah. Any of those
shows. You know, blank, Law & Order.
Like any of those shows. Any of your favorite television shows that you watch on the TV that's not streaming, that's going to be affected. Now, they usually backlog those scripts. Apparently, Hollywood has been doing a lot of like script gathering, so they were buying up a bunch of different scripts. Yeah. But if this lasts...
It's May, so this is about to end the season for everything. But
if it lasts long, and it's lasted long before, we can get seasons that are shorter or seasons that just get postponed completely.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be long, but
Think it's going to be long, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, as you kind of pointed out, last time we had an increase in reality TV. So that might be a thing that happens because reality TV is supposedly not scripted. So you can just get a bunch of people, throw them in a room and film what crazy stuff happens.
Back in 2007, 2008, that's when the last one was. Reality TV was around, but it got like huge. And during that time period, in fact, one of the biggest ones that came out was The Apprentice. You know where we got from that now.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to read the sentence you wrote there about The Apprentice because I don't want to put that energy into the universe. I don't want this sentence to happen, but I'm not going to put that into the universe. I'm just going to say he put a version of The Apprentice, and I don't want it ever to see it happen. No. You know. But yeah, as you did note in this too, animated shows are not included in the WGA, which seems to be the dumbest thing in the world.
Found that out very recently, and I'm also extremely surprised. And I feel, I feel, even though I'm not a writer, a little insulted, because that means that you're not holding animation to the same standard that you hold everything else.
Well, we already knew that.
And
knew
but that. That's extra something. Like, you won't even negotiate it. Do you know what's gonna that's gonna lead to? Right? Like, we were just talking about it before show started.
I just found out, this morning that South Park wasn't a part of the last strike because they're not a part of the union. So South Park continued fine with Matt and Trey writing episodes. And that's why it's on, you know, the 20th something season now or whatever. But yeah, animated shows. You know how good animation is today? Yeah. You know, with a 20-minute show, don't get me wrong, it's probably not cheap, but you could probably take Unreal Engine and make most of your characters and sets with some decent animators. And guess what? You got a whole season of your show, but now in animated style. And pretty good animated style, no less.
The Blacklist did like half of their season, like I think season 8 or something, where it was just the last half because of some reason why they couldn't do it. And it was like half comic booky almost, comic book animation.
Yeah.
People liked it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been done before, and it can be done even better now in a variety of styles for everything. That's just wild. I don't understand that at all. It seems like that's going to be something that's going to shoot someone in the foot sooner or later. And it might be this time around. Yeah. Last but not least.
So streamers. They're going to be the longest because they have a lot of built up stuff and they have a lot of more control with their content because it's streaming. They can literally pop, they can change a date. Like the change of toggle of switch. It's not really that big of a deal, but it's, again, if it lasts long enough, it can eventually kick into stuff like The Witcher or
Guides. So here's the thing. Here's my question now about streaming. Because American content could be affected in streaming.
I know where you're going. I know exactly where you're going.
Oh, streaming companies exactly are now focused on making worldwide content. So And this is the thing. I don't know this now true for sure. So this is the Writers Guild strike. So technically anything you have written can be filmed right now. So what is to stop a streaming company from saying, hey, we want to make this show. All the American writers are screwed up. Let's go hire a bunch of British writers over there and have them write this for us. And yeah, maybe a little bit different style, but we can have a writer anywhere in the world that we've hired and worked with now write stuff for us and import that script here and film it with American actors.
Now,
or just buy more content from other places and load up our streaming service. Because Disney can do that.
I can see them buying other content, like buying like K-dramas are going to get like a massive push.
I mean, Netflix just said they're investing $2 billion in the next year.
So this is even
not like Eastern dramas.
K-dramas. So they're leaning into that even harder now. I mean, that's going to be. And like Squid Games was a big thing. That was like the biggest thing. So like they're going to lead right into that. Hiring British talent to write stuff. I didn't even think of that angle. That's slippery slope because how long can you maintain that? Because the string, eventually they're going to come to a negotiating table. Do you think they're going to break for that? Or do you think you're going to screw yourself up with your relationships knowing that while everyone else is doing it the right, you're going to be giving.
I don't think you're going to screw yourself up because unfortunately Netflix, HBO Max, Amazon Prime, Hulu, they're the biggest businesses in town when it comes to streaming. Like no one wants to be on network TV anymore. Like, you can be, and it's always, you know, you can get a decent show and you can get, you know, decent ratings and eyes and stuff. But like, network is just another option compared to these other ones. Like, you want to be where you can get stuff and who will pay for it, who will make it.
But like,
and these are the guys who are making content.
Making more money. I feel like network television is making more money than streaming in regards to like show by show paying basis.
Because maybe I think it's just because they have built in ads still. I think it's also cable networks too. Like, they probably get paid certain things from like the Comcast and the, you know, the other people in that branch for just having their shows and their content. I'm not sure if it's, I feel like it's still less at this point. I mean, you know, I listened to that Boy Meets World podcast and they talk about how their show used to pull like 10 million people watching on a Friday night, like, or more possibly like, nobody gets that number nowadays. No TV show gets those numbers.
If you get a 1.5 mil, you're like, so, wow, this show is like.
Exactly. If you get 1-2 million people watching you live, then you're doing really well. And like 30 years ago in the 90s, Friday night, everyone was watching TGIF. You're getting 30 million, 20 million people watching Urkel.
Why would you go anywhere else, though? Like, Friday, you know, back then, there wasn't a lot of competition. There was either you go out for entertainment or you stay in and you turn on the TV.
Yeah. But, you know, that's that thing. And like 2007, I think it was the same thing. Like, some of these networks were just starting and they were just playing, you know, whatever content they could get, whatever they could literally get, they played on the thing. Netflix started in 2007. Like, now they can grab content from anywhere in the world. There's content that no one has seen that's been made in the last few years everywhere that could appeal to an audience. They just have to go and grab it. I want to
bring up one line. One of the things that the writers are fighting for also that kind of makes me nervous is AI. They said that in their agreement, they don't want there's any writing, rewriting, punch-ups, any type of script writing at all done by AI. And the response they got was, is they will agree to study the issue. They will agree to study the issue. Mm-hmm. Not even that we won't allow you to, we won't let them to write it, but we might do a rewrite. Or we want them to, they're just like, no, we don't even want that on the table, really. We'll look at it, but we're not going to commit to saying that we won't do it. And that means that AI is definitely coming for writing, unfortunately. And that's horrible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look at, like, South Park, I think 2 episodes ago, did a whole AI episode.
Okay, so basically, writers are saying that they don't want AI to write anything in regards to scripts. They don't want writing, rewriting, punch-ups, jokes, anything. They don't want them to fill in information for them. And at the negotiating table, the response they got back was, is we're agreed to look into the issue, or we'll agree to study the issue. Sorry. Not we won't let them do it. Not that we won't only let them use certain parts. Basically, we're not committing to anything in regards to that. And that means that AI is coming for writing jobs hard. That is scary.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've said it. Any job that can use AI, you should probably learn as much as you can about it, because it could come for your job and it could take it. And I mean, South Park did an entire episode this season written by ChatGPT about using ChatGPT to get answers, to like have relationships and things like that. And I didn't know they used it until the end of the episode, where they said, we use ChatGPT.
To write the episode?
To write the episode.
That's so creepy.
They used ChatGPT to write the whole episode. So it's completely doable. You know, you get a decent writer to tweak it, to punch it up, and you can pull an outline out of this stuff fairly simple. And we're still pretty much in early days with this AI stuff. So, you know, give it a year, 2 years, and you could basically feed every script you have of a show into it and be like, write something in this style for Star Trek, but invent a new villain called this, whose objective is blank. And it could probably spit out a script for you. And then you could have an actual writer go through and like, okay, let's tweak this. Let's make this better. But now suddenly you've gotten a 60-minute episode of TV written for you in 20 minutes or less, you know, with no writers to pay. And you can have one good writer punch it up and fix it. And it's
so you've got TV. The Russo brothers actually talked about
it's
that.
It's not impossible.
They said, like, There's a possibility, like, in the future, we'll see some Netflix, you sit down in front of Netflix and you say, I want me to be in a show where I am in love with this actress and we have a cute meet at this coffee shop, and then write the story from there, and then also somehow throw dragons in it. And then it will generate the script and all that stuff and then put it out for you. And you can just watch it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's possible now. I mean, you could tell ChatGPT, hey, write a story about me, Andrew, meeting Scarlett Johansson at the bagel shop and having a meet cute with her before ogres strike and we have to run for safety. And it'll come up with something using my name and her and what it knows about her. It may not be good, but give it 2 years. Like I said, we can make horrific videos of Will Smith eating pasta with words right now. And I've already seen like some of the stuff they're doing for the next gen. And it's like guys are recreating the Great Gatsby with AI. And it's starting to look good. And it's like second gen.
Mm-hmm.
So by next year, it's going to be like, hey, guess what? This looks like a real movie trailer. You know,
yeah.
Can you feed actual footage into it or actual real like rough video into it with somebody like acting out scenes? Okay, you've made a movie trailer. No special effects needed. It generated the special effects for you. It's going to be a wild, weird strike, I think. I don't think it's going to end quickly.
No. I think this is going to be a, might be a paradigm shifting kind of situation where it's not going to end the way we think it's going to end. And it's going to lead to a lot more shittier time.
If you're a writer in the US, it's just, this is going to be a tough time. Outside of AI, you're competing against the rest of the world now. They are pretty much saying they don't need you to do this. They can get their content elsewhere, and they have been.
Yeah. I guess it was like everyone goes indie now. I mean, fuck. Dude, we're trying to do that. We're trying to break into the industry, so the fuck?